Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America.
You're listening
to Kyle Warren. So what do you do when your poll numbers are really, really bad, your approval rating is really, really bad, and you're going into an election year? Well, you might do a couple of things. Number one, you might make a campaign commercial that says you're trying to save democracy. The other thing you might want to do is have a morale-boosting party. I kid you not, folks. This is exactly what the Biden campaign, Biden administration is doing. Instead of actually trying to do other stuff that people might really like, and that might make things a little bit better out there. Of course, they're not going to do that. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. It is the Friday edition of the program this morning. We are glad to be here, glad that you're there, and we have so much to tell you about on the program this morning. And, of course, welcome to everyone listening on our flagship station of AM 860, The Answer, there in Tampa, Florida. Also welcome to everybody listening on AM 930, everybody listening on the live streams, and everybody listening along the GCN network. And, of course, the good folks at GCN distribute the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates, and we appreciate everybody out there. And good morning to everybody at GCN, by the way. And also, folks, if you'd like to opine on the program this morning, you can give us a call, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. Also, you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning that we'll get during the broadcast. And we always appreciate getting those as well. And we hear from people all over the place, and keep them coming, folks. Well, as I said, it is the Friday/weekend edition, and that means, of course, well, it's the day of the week. You know, we kind of, you know, maybe we let our hair down a little bit more than we do throughout the rest of the week. You know, we have a little bit more fun, if that's humanly possible, by the way. But nevertheless, it's our we do our level best to send you off into your weekend with a smile. And we're going to start this morning, as I just mentioned, the Biden administration, or the Biden campaign, I suppose. I don't want to run afoul of the Hatch Act, do I? Just like Karine Jean-Pierre will qualify her answers now. But the Biden campaign has released a brand new campaign video, a campaign commercial. And at the same time, evidently, they are going to have a morale-boosting party because Biden is not doing so well out there. This from the New York Post. White House Chief of Staff Jeff Zients on Wednesday invited hundreds of executive office staffers to a party intended to raise spirits. And Biden's approval rating has plunged ahead of the 2024 reelection push. The off-campus shindig will be held at a private venue in Northern Virginia later this month and is being described as, quote, a morale booster, according to Axios. Zients, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, who is believed to be the president's wealthiest aide, is using his own money, by the way, to throw the bash, according to the outlet. Disclosure forms indicate Zients' net worth between $89.3 million and $442.8 million. So that's quite a difference, but I don't know. After a while, it sounds like a lot to me. Quote, to ensure that we are able to include as many staff as possible, this invitation is non-transferable and does not include a guest, he wrote in his invite to the White House staffers. You know what that means, folks? I think that that means there's probably going to be a very serious talking to, evidently, at this particular meeting. I can't imagine it any other way. I don't think they're just trying to bring people in to try to make them feel good, you know, kind of loosey-goosey and make them sort of happy to be heading into this campaign season with the dismal, horrible numbers that Biden has of all the different predecessors that on his party, I believe. He's at the lowest point that anybody would have been at this stage of the game. So this is very serious stuff, and obviously they are going to try their best here in order to try to fix it, but I don't know if it's going to work. Now, that's sort of the fun part of the whole thing, right? But listen to this. This is the new campaign commercial from the Biden campaign. And, you know, when everything's going wrong, it's all going down the tubes. Inflation is terrible. The economy's not good. People sense it. People know what's happening. Nobody believes you anymore, by the way. So what do? You make a campaign commercial that says, you're going to have to save democracy. We have to save democracy. Otherwise, all will be lost, right? This is the direction they go. So let's listen in, shall we?
I've made the preservation of American democracy the central issue of my presidency. I believe in free and fair elections and the right to vote fairly and have your vote counted. There's something dangerous happening in America. There's an extremist movement that does not share the basic beliefs in our democracy. All of us are being asked right now, what will we do to maintain our democracy? History's watching. The world is watching. Most important, our children and grandchildren will hold us responsible. The Vice President and I have supported voting rights since day one of this administration. And I ask every American to join me in this cause. America is still a place of possibilities where the power resides with we, the people. That's our soul. We are the United States of America. There is nothing beyond our capacity when we act together. I'm Joe Biden.
Well, there you have it. Of course, here's the thing. There's a movement out there. There's a movement that's trying to get rid of democracy. And we're the ones who are going to save democracy. I've made the preservation of democracy the central issue of my presidency. I believe in free and fair elections, he says, and the right to vote fairly and to have your vote counted. Folks, classic case of trying to project onto your opponent or the other party or what have you, all the stuff that you're actually really trying to do. Now, folks, can you tell me to have free and fair elections when you have people left and right and different individuals or party operatives or even judges trying to get somebody else off the ballot? You know, if you can beat them and you can beat them fair and square, then why not just go do that, right? Folks, again, this kind of video, this is the stuff you put out when you're super desperate. And you know, you can't win on your own merit. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You know, as I mentioned yesterday on the program, you know, for this election year, Democrats and even independents and just, you know, throngs and throngs of people should have, you know, just simply should be, you know, parading Joe Biden through the streets of Washington, D.C. as if he were Caesar returning from the wars in Gaul and all this new territory and all this new stuff. And Caesar adorned as Jupiter and going through the streets to much adulation. This is exactly what you should be able to be doing if you're going to go headlong into a reelection campaign. Four more years. But they're not doing that. They're not doing that at all. What are they doing? They're making these videos, and now they're going to have their morale party, their morale boosting event, which that's getting everybody in the locked room and saying, "Do better. You're not doing." Or people aren't buying what we're selling. So find a way to make them buy what we're selling. I just think that's exactly what it has to be. But sort of all kidding aside, if you go back to 1984, President Reagan was able to go out and say it's morning in America. President Reagan was able to go out and say, you know, hey, you are better off than you were 4 years ago. Let's keep going. And in fact, it still went so well, right? After the next four-year cycle, then here came George H.W. Bush. Now, I know that he kind of, you know, no new taxes, that kind of stuff. Well, we get that. But he was able to capitalize on the second term of the Reagan presidency overall and be able to say things like, stay the course, right? Stay the course. Things are going well. Let's keep it going. Biden administration, far from it. Biden administration can't say the same thing. They have to explain to you why you're wrong. They have to try to convince you of why things are better than you think they are, and all this stuff. So we've been through that many, many different times, right? But this is exactly what you do when you are desperate, as I was saying as we went out to the other break. And these are your catchphrases. And also, you gotta include catchphrases. Catchphrases like, the power resides with we the people. Does the power reside with we the people when you have activist judges kicking Donald Trump or trying to kick Donald Trump off the ballot? Does the power reside with we the people when a particular, just one individual Secretary of State of Maine can say, no, he's not on the ballot? You know, that doesn't sound to me like the power of we the people. Now, whether you like Donald Trump or don't like Donald Trump, whether you want to vote for him, you don't want to vote for him, whether you think he's good or bad, that's immaterial to this particular argument here. Because people should be able to vote up or down, right? And this is exactly the choice that people should be given. And, of course, you know, Joe Biden's fighting to preserve democracy. Because, you know, because who's taking away democracy? I don't even know. And, by the way, you know, we keep hearing that Joe Biden got 80 million votes and it was a big, huge victory. And so what are they worried about? That's my question. What are they worried about? In fact, they ought to say, well, don't make Donald Trump your nominee. Go have at it. Knock yourself out. You know, it'll be so embarrassing when he loses. But they don't. They're not doing that. But anyway, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959. It's the Friday edition. And, yeah, I'm revved up. I think I'm a little bit revved up. It's been one of those days, you know, but I am revved up. Especially when I see campaign commercials like this that just try to gloss over any of the real problems that we're facing in favor of, you know, there's this, you know, not just division, but there's this evil force out there, and it's called the Republicans or something, and they're trying to take away your democracy, all this stuff. And yes, I know we're a federal republic. I get it, constitutional republic. But most people refer to it as such, and also it's a great way of trying to scare people, taking away your democracy. Well, again, the best way to take away democracy, I guess, is to tell people that they can't vote for somebody. I guess that's where it's at, you know, for that. But again, folks, also you can head over to my website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message this morning. And that's where you can simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and we'll get that here during the broadcast. All right, so what do you think? Do you think that this is a great start, obviously, for the Joe Biden campaign? I don't think it is, obviously. But where else are they going to go with this? You know, we keep hearing about how the economy is supposed to improve. We keep hearing how things are going to get better. But it's really not something that's really evident at this point. You know, people aren't coming up to me just in the course of conversation and saying, you know, I feel a lot better about spending. I think I'll go ahead and spend, you know, a little bit more, you know, even more so than they would have done during the holidays, which is like mandatory spending to a great degree. But what I'm hearing is actually the opposite. More people saying, well, I'm going to kind of cut back at this point. I'm not going to take another trip. I'm not going to do this or that because I just want to make sure that I conserve a little bit. And I think that is definitely going to be the catchphrase as we go through at least the early part of this year. Well, over on the other side of the world, folks, where Israel is continuing to be at war with Hamas, of course, now we have the Hezbollah leader. This is from Newsmax. Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah on Wednesday warned of a, quote, very costly war, quote, without limits if the situation at the Lebanon-Israeli border escalates into a full-scale conflict. The speech by the head of the Iran-backed terror group came a day after the targeted killing of Hamas deputy leader Salah al-Aruri, in Beirut, which was attributed to Israel. Hezbollah has been waging a low-intensity conflict against Israel since Hamas's October 7th massacre of some 1,200 people in the Jewish state. Until now, we are fighting on the Israel-Lebanon front with set calculations, he says. This is Nasrallah. But if the enemy, that is Israel, wages war on Lebanon, our fight will be without limits, rules, and regulations. And Israel knows what I mean. Says, who thinks about engaging in a war with us will regret it, God willing. The war with us will be very, very, very costly. There are three verys in this sentence, my friends. The war with us will be very, very, very costly. If we have been so far taking into consideration the Lebanese situation and national interest, if war is waged in Lebanon, the Lebanese national interest will require that we engage in the war until the end without regulation. And I'm sure he probably banged on the table when he said that. And, you know, I'm not just trying to be flip. You know, I do take this incredibly seriously. I think we all should. I don't know to what degree Lebanon is going to, or Hezbollah in Lebanon, is going to be able to deal with any kind of military action, large-scale military action from Israel. But it is interesting that here we go again with the posturing and the use of the terms, the no limits, and it will be without regulations and all this other stuff. Well, you know, I just don't think that Hezbollah would really stand a chance ultimately. But nevertheless, and notwithstanding that, I also believe that we'll see another textbook example of a terror group wanting to make sure that there would be all kinds of carnage, all kinds of death and destruction that they could use for global propaganda purposes. For example, in Israel, in the northern part of Israel, which borders Lebanon, Israel happily, gladly, and very seriously moves people out of the way, relocates them, or gets them out of harm's way in anticipation that there could be some other kind of larger conflict. But guess what happens on the other side of the border in Lebanon? From my information that I have, nothing happens in regards to moving people, civilians, quote-unquote, out of the area. Because, again, this is part and parcel of how the terror groups do business. And you want to talk about no rules. Can you tell me the rules that Hamas, and this is a direct question to Hassan Nasrallah, can you tell me the rules that Hamas was following on October 7th? Can you tell me the rules that said they could put the babies in the ovens and just murder these people in cold blood? Can you tell me the rules about that? That seems like that was without limits, without rules. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back here on this Friday edition.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA News Update. A judge unsealing accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein's client list, and several high-profile people were connected to him. Although no accusations of anything improper are being made, the names have raised a few eyebrows. Magician David Copperfield, former President Bill Clinton, the late Michael Jackson, and as expected, Prince Andrew were all on the list. Former President Trump back on the ballot in Colorado. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold said the Supreme Court made a caveat in their decision that if it was to be appealed, he could remain on the ballot until that appeal's decision. A disturbing video from a courtroom in Nevada shows a defendant flying over the bench and attacking the judge after she denied him bail. Miraculously, the judge only suffered a minor head injury. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
To New York City. That's right. He's suing the bus companies for $708 million. By the way, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. It is the Friday edition, and we're glad that you're there. And we're glad to be here. We have so much more to talk about on the program this morning. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call, of course, if you have something that you'd like to say. You have an opinion on something this morning. And also, good morning to Richard the Marine, up from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning, saying good morning, Mr. Kyle. It's 42 degrees and cloudy. Yeah, that's pretty cold. You've definitely got us beat here in Southern California, where it is actually pretty chilly outside this evening. And they actually had a lot of snow, as I understand, out there on the 15th freeway between L.A. and Las Vegas, and we'll tell you about that next segment in the weather report section of the program. But he's telling me that his town has a very low unemployment rate. Says the reason is that seniors have taken all the minimum pay jobs so that they can survive. He says the youth seem to be at home playing video games. Not surprising, I guess. He says he's an interpreter at the local court, and he says I see far too many addicted youth. Very sad. Like, there's definitely praise for them. Well, Richard, I understand, and I really do appreciate that message. And it is very, very sad. You know, it's video games are fun and this kind of thing. And I've played my share of video games, but you're right. I mean, it can be something that kind of takes over people's lives, and suddenly it becomes the end all. And that's not cool. There's so much more to life, right? Isn't there? But I appreciate the message and glad you're doing well this morning. And we have so many different young people out there, of course, their whole lives ahead of them. And so we definitely hope that they are going to make something good out of that. But this from Newsmax, New York Mayor Adams is suing Texas bus companies for $708 million. New York City Mayor Adams, let's see, it's $708 million. For transporting thousands of illegals to the city. The suit seeks to recoup the hundreds of millions of dollars incurred to care for all these individuals. Oh, really? It costs money if you have... in other words, this is what you're telling me. I want to make sure I get this straight. It costs money to take care of or process or deal with thousands of people who come into the country without permission, right? So it's saying it costs hundreds of millions of dollars incurred to care for these individuals, costs moving forward for any of those migrants still in New York City's care, and costs for all those who are transported to New York City from Texas in the future as part of the Texas Governor Greg Abbott's plan. New York City has and always will do our part to manage this humanitarian crisis. But we cannot bear the costs of reckless political ploys from the state of Texas alone, said Adams. Adams is getting desperate. Maybe that's the watchword this morning. It's just desperation time. It's desperation time for the Biden campaign. It's desperation time for, for Mayor Eric Adams in New York City. It's desperation time in Colorado. It's desperation time in Chicago. It's just desperation time, it is just a little bit ridiculous, isn't it? Because listen to the words in what exactly this suit actually says. This is a direct quote, right? Seeks to recoup hundreds of millions of dollars, et cetera, for the costs and costs moving forward, and for all those who are transported to New York City from Texas in the future as part of Governor Abbott's plan. New York City has and always will do our part to manage this humanitarian crisis, but we cannot bear the costs of reckless political ploys from the state of Texas alone. So Texas is reckless, right? This is takeaway from this. Texas is reckless. I'm not so sure about that. Texas is just actually, Texas is a facilitator in all this, right? Texas is a facilitator. New York has declared itself a sanctuary city. Chicago, I think, as well, a sanctuary city. And so it's like, well, if you happen to get here, I guess that's what that means. If you happen to get here, then we will help you and we'll pay for things and so forth. But we really don't want you to actually get here. We just want to say we're a sanctuary city. So Governor Abbott is actually facilitating this journey. He's facilitating this, and then he's called reckless, and it's a political stunt. Well, what about the federal government, which has primary task here of securing the border and making sure that people do immigrate to the country? Yes, of course. Nobody's saying not to, but that people can immigrate legally, or that there isn't just this unfettered illegal immigration. That's what I think this ridiculousness comes from. So, Mayor Eric Adams, why don't you go sue Joe Biden for a change? All right, let's go over to the telephone lines. Line one, we've got John in Sarasota this morning. Wonderful to talk to you, John. Good, happy Friday to you.
Good morning, Kyle. Your sarcasm the last 2 days has been overwhelming. I'm enjoying it.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes, sir. I don't know. I'd like to say this. We are dealing with people that have mental illness. The situation at hand is these people have gotten exactly what they've asked for, and when it doesn't go the way that they expect it or unexpect it to go, they blame others. And the problem here is the people that are still open to these sanctuary cities, open to these situations, we're not going to flip their ideology and make them believe any different. That's the problem here, Kyle.
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
You know, we have mental illness in this country, and you're not going to be able to persuade people that are going to stand by these situations. There's no persuading them. I mean, look at Chicago, like you said. Look at Colorado. Look at Chicago. Look at New York. That's what they ask for.
Yep.
So we give them what they ask for. They get what they ask for. Then they blame others. How do you fix that, Kyle?
And they blame Republicans. Did you know the Republicans are keeping Joe Biden from, you know, really securing the border? And Governor Abbott is not willing to work with other governors. And this is just, you know, it's all their fault. You're exactly right. That's exactly what they're saying. And it just doesn't make any sense. And they keep just saying it over and over again, because they got nothing else, and they just truly want to continue, because they know that these policies are very, very detrimental to the nation, and they want to keep it going as long as possible, evidently.
But I agree with you. The other thing is, have you noticed in the last three years, we have a whole new English language of words that has never existed or been put in a dictionary? That they use in order to describe their enemies, like we're their enemies in these words, mega, and other words, Trumpster, and where does this come from? I mean, they are running, these people are scared to death. They are scared to death. If it's not of Donald Trump, they are scared to death that there might be some order of a semblance brought back to this country from whoever can do it.
And exactly right. Yeah, they are. They're terrified. This is why the campaign commercials out there now, and they're trying to preserve democracy, and they absolutely are scared to death. Yeah, you're right.
There's one more thing I'd like to add.
Sure.
We had a saying where I grew up, the loudest person in the room is the weakest person in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning the loudest person, you know, you were talking earlier about these threats that we are going to do this and we are going to do that and it'll be a holy war. And hey, listen, you know what? You do what you have to do. And I'm sure unannounced, unbeknownst to them, Israel will take care of it. And that's the beauty. You could talk loud. You could talk hard. Your ideology, your threats, keep bringing them. Keep bringing them.
Well, John, thanks for the call. We're heading out to the break.
Enjoy your weekend, my friend. Thank you.
You too. Thanks, John. Take care.
Bye.
All right, folks. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Daytona Spider driving through the streets of Miami on Miami Vice. So if you are driving in a Ferrari Daytona Spider through the streets of Miami this morning, you will go right to the front of the phone line. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And yes, I love that. That's Crockett's theme, by the way, from Miami Vice. Jan Hammer, an amazing composer, and did all the music. Pretty much all himself for Miami Vice, and he would record this stuff in his studio. They'd send him all the three-quarter-inch videotape. He'd spot the music and send it back, and I wonder if at the time he realized that what he was doing, he was really creating an iconic sound that was going to really, really be cool, just define like an era of time. But at any rate, folks, welcome back to the show. Kyle Warren with you. And this is the part of the show, of course, when we take a look at what's happening around the highways and byways of the land across the country in terms of weather. We do have some weather to tell you about this morning. But we also like to start off with a great song, something to keep you going, something really that's going to just keep your blood pumping, get you going through the morning, whatever you're doing. You might be driving a big rig. You might be making deliveries. You might be working a shift. Doing your job, whatever it is that you're doing out there, we're glad that you've chosen to spend some time with us this morning. And as part of our
our solemn privilege, our solemn duty to you to make sure that you're up and continuing on this morning. We're going to play this great song. This is Wang Chung, Everybody Have Fun Tonight. And this is one of the great ones, you know. Everybody, Wang Chung.
Drive a million miles to be with you tonight. If you feel love, turn up your radio. No one can use a drum. They make reality. Now the music's done. Oh, baby, dance with me.
We're here to fix all that, folks, and I think by everybody Wang Chung tonight, I think we're that's a good place to start, right? So there it is, everybody. Wang Chung, everybody have fun tonight. That is a cool video, by the way, too. I can't imagine how long it took to make that, but it was incredibly innovative at the time as well, and certainly I'm sure it just took, I don't know, hours or days of shooting to do all that and then edit it all together. Must have been a real, real task, but very creative. All right, so once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. And let's take a look at what's happening out there across the weather map. Now, in sort of my area, my neck of the woods, Southern California, I've made this drive many times between the Los Angeles area and over towards Las Vegas going up Interstate 15. This from KTLA, it's Channel 5 here in the Los Angeles area. 15 freeway between Nevada and Los Angeles saw unusually heavy snow on Thursday and seemed more familiar to mountain communities than a Southern California desert. Got caught in a bit of a snowstorm. Luckily, Cali didn't close the highway, an ex, formerly Twitter user, said, amid the closure of several roads elsewhere, according to the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And of course, this is sort of uncharacteristic if you're out there on Interstate 15. It's not beyond the realm of possibility. I've never actually seen it. I've seen a little bit of snow on the ground sometimes over the years, but I've got caught in huge rainstorms, but never a huge snowstorm like that. But at any rate, folks, so we're going to take a look at some of the things that are happening here. Looks like we've got, we do have winter storm warnings. This is going to be up in the Sierra Nevadas. It's going to kind of go along Highway 395. They're going up through Lone Pine and then up through Bishop, Mammoth Lakes, Bridgeport. You've got a winter storm warning going on up there. Then as you head over into the Nevada side of the border up near Reno, fast-moving cold front's going to bring a period of light snow to the parts of western Nevada early Friday morning. So be careful of that. And, of course, that could translate as well over onto the other side a little bit, especially if you're going to go through the Donner Pass area. So be aware of that. It looks like we've also got winter weather advisories up in northeastern Nevada. So this is going to be just east of Elko, if you're heading along I-80. Then up for our friends in Missoula, Montana, and on down the line there towards Hamilton, Stevensville, so forth. You've got winter weather advisories happening there. It's going to head on up through northern Idaho over towards Spokane, Washington. So if you're going to come over 4th of July Pass, that could also be an issue. We've got winter weather advisory in the southeastern corner of North Dakota. That translates then, of course, into the northeastern corner of South Dakota. Winter weather advisory is going on there. If you're in Wichita, Kansas, same story. Winter weather advisory. Northern Arkansas, you've got a winter weather advisory going on there. And a winter storm watch, which is going to track pretty much all the way from just a little bit north of Boston over into parts of New York State, over towards Utica and Syracuse, heading on down through central Pennsylvania, and then down through Virginia and West Virginia, a little bit down towards Charlotte, North Carolina, winter storm watch going on there. Let's take a look at our precipitation right now that we're seeing, at least on the radar maps. Looks like we've got some rain mixed with snow up around Boise, Idaho, so be careful there. Rain's off to the northwest of Seattle right now. But also where we're seeing a lot of snow right now is in Kansas. And then that's coming out I-70 just from Colorado over towards Goodland and Colby. So you want to be aware of that if you're trucking through that area. That's going to turn into rain mixed with snow as you head southeast through western Kansas and then on down in the, all through Oklahoma. Lots and lots of rain there. This is going to stick west of Tulsa, though. And then down into Dallas, Texas, the Dallas area, down through into, got some showers around Houston, but then also down near Corpus Christi, lots and lots of rain that's going to head all the way down to the border with Mexico. So that's what we're seeing on the radar map right now. We'll see if anything changes as we head through next hour, and we want you to be careful out there. We want you to get there in one piece. And, of course, we always love to play a song at this part of the program this morning as well. If you have a great song suggestion, a request, we love to say by request. Simply head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. Click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you can let us know that way. So here we go, folks. Hour number one in the books right now, and we're heading up to the top of the hour. We're going to hear your local news and national news as well. Get updated on everything. We'll pay a couple of bills, but then we're going to come right back. So don't go anywhere. So grab some snacks or something. It's Friday. And you know what that means? It means you can snack. It doesn't count because it's Friday. Stay right there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.